Psalm 3 bears a title indicating the author and the historical situation that inspired the psalm, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. Although the psalm comes from the pen of the king and representative of Israel and relates to events of his life, the tone of the psalm is deeply personal. It expresses perfectly the prevailing theme of this book, real distress linked to deep confidence in God. The poetic center of the psalm is verse 5, "I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me." Here, David confesses his confidence in the Lord even while he is asleep, a time of great potential weakness and danger. David may be thinking of how he had received a warning from the faithful Hushai, "Do not stay tonight at the fords of the wilderness, but by all means pass over, lest the king and all the people who are with him be swallowed up." 2 Samuel 17:16. David heeded the warning and fled across the Jordan to safety, escaping the plotting of Absalom. Verse 22. The Lord had sustained him through the words of Hushai so that his bed did not become his deathbed. David's confidence is in the great God of Israel who does not sleep but watches over and provides blessings for his people even when they sleep. David knows God's promises. "He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." Psalm 121:3-4. And, "It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep." Psalm 127:2. God is ceaselessly vigilant for his own. The theme of sleep connects some of the Psalms of Book 1 with one another. Psalm 4:8 picks up the central verse of Psalm 3, declaring, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." In a different way, sleep is also an image in a prayer of Psalm 13:3. "Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death." Sleep that is like a foretaste of death can only be safe and blessed where the Lord ensures safety. Psalm 3 begins and ends with prayer. The beginning is a prayer in which David prays about his personal trouble, while the ending is a prayer for blessing on all the people. The life of the king is inseparable from the well-being of the people. The opening prayer calls the attention of the Lord to David's many enemies and his great danger. David is not hesitant to open his heart to the Lord, even though he knows that the God of Israel knows all things. The personal relationship of God and the believer is not to be short-circuited by a misuse of the doctrine of God's omniscience. He wants us to speak of the concerns of our hearts, even though he already knows them. He is our Father who cares for us and wants to hear from us. The number and malice of the enemies dominate the first two verses of the psalm. David recounts the proud boast of all these enemies. "There is no salvation for him in God," verse 2. Here, the psalm echoes the sentiments of rebellion against God and his king in Psalm 2:3. "Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their bonds from us." Repeatedly in the Psalter, the enemies of God assume that God does not know, does not care, or will not act to relieve the suffering of his beloved ones. But faith knows that they are wrong. Perhaps David remembered particularly the cursing he received from Shimei as he fled from Absalom. Shimei cursed, get out, you man of blood, you worthless man. The Lord has avenged on you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned, and the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. See, your evil is on you, for you are a man of blood." 2 Samuel 16:7.